gotta go and pre-order my tape, right? Right.
You know we live on the Real Reviews right here on VVCRadio.com every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Only on VVCRadio.com.
I have got Radio.
DJ Pill in the motherfucking building.
That's me.
That's Liddy McGiddy is in the building. You know what I'm saying? And we also have Ill Will in the building.
Yeah.
So with our special guest, you just heard the first track off of his Somebody Call Sway, project that is out now on all social media platforms. You know what I'm saying? The first record was called Loyalty Remix. I would like you to just sit back and chill.
Ooh! All right. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm just going to listen.
We'll get the review in first, and then you can join in.
I will retort later. For right now, I'm going to just listen.
You cool with that word, Will? Retort.
I got that.
Okay, cool. It didn't confuse you?
It's still a little confusing.
I just wanted to make sure. I thought I wanted, because he sometimes big words. Exactly.
That wasn't me.
Uh-huh. So, initial impressions all the way around the room when the name Mike Even and Carl Sway came up into the discussion for review. So, Will?
Why? Why? Why?
Facts.
What do you need to call Sway for? I don't even like the nigga.
You don't like Sway?
No.
Why you don't like Sway?
So if I don't like Sway, why would I like Mike Even? Who the fuck is Mike Even? What the fuck? Why?
That's true.
I guess. We didn't
know.
I mean,
a lot of niggas didn't know. We didn't know.
I met the nigga, but.
Then you know him.
Why?
I don't know.
That was that. So, Pill, what was your initial impressions when you heard that Mike Even had dropped?
I'm somewhat of a fan.
Word.
So,
hold on. How far in are we going here?
He's going all the way in.
He got his Mike Even. Because you kind of, you know, you've been kind of pushing this a little bit. I mean, yeah. Hey, hold on. Okay, sometimes happens. All right. Whoa.
Hey, it was pushing Mike Even for about a year and a half now.
Yeah, there you go. You've been pushing, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of pushing.
Listen, I was excited about the project, okay?
We know you was.
I'm somewhat of a fan, so
you was throwing it back to you, wasn't you?
I got a question, sir.
Yes, sir.
When the project came out, was there like a release party or like some kind of fanfare? Maybe was there like a notice that went out that the project was released?
Well,
he didn't even tell
anybody. Pill knew about it.
Pill knew about it because I never got an email or something like a notification of any sort that project came out. I'm just saying.
It might have been.
Maybe they sent it to you and then sent it to me.
Jay, it might have been knee pads only event.
Anybody listening right now, they told me not to talk. They told me to sit here and not talk.
Don't say anything. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just listen. This is a knee pads only event. All right. My initial impression was pretty much like, what the fuck this shit happened? Like, yo, why wasn't I notified? Nobody emailed me. Nobody told me.
Yo.
I thought we was cool.
Sir.
I said, he came through this.
Your initial impressions was already in the group. He was like, is it out?
Yeah.
That was your initial impressions right there.
What the fuck did this happen, and why didn't he tell anybody? I thought we was cool. Obviously, I'm wrong.
Yeah,
it's cool. I understand.
Wow.
In his defense,
he's right. You done came through, you know, you done kicked some bars with us, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
And couldn't let a nigga know that you... Yo, I'm dropping the album.
Right.
Check my shit out.
You know what I mean?
Nah.
Dang. I think we...
Nigga, all of us follow you on fucking Facebook.
Didn't we reach out to do an album release party with him, and then he like turned it down or some shit like that?
He said he didn't want to
do it. He said he didn't even want to party with us.
Just let me know when I get a chance to retort, please.
Because
we haven't even gotten it.
Because
he
already had it set for a knee pads only event, yo.
Oh, Lord. Bumble clock.
All right,
and I guarantee you, Pill was already there.
Yeah,
that nigga was there on time.
He bought all of the knee pads. He cleaned the floors, you know. So anyway,
one knee pad said M. The other one said E.
I have my own personal knee pads.
Oh, boy. So anyway, he don't need knee pads, dog. He got tough knees. He young. So he just go straight to concrete.
Oh, so you immune to it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he got hard knees.
Y'all would know, huh?
Highs and lows on the project, man, all the way around the room. You know, I'm going to let Pell go last. Right.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Since he's the, you know, you know, he's the strongest representative.
He's the catcher.
Yeah. I'm sorry. All right. Well, let's go. Highs and lows.
The highs, I give it. The nigga had bars.
Facts.
He barred the shit out of you the whole album.
Facts.
Perfect.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm right there with you.
Beat selection, perfect. It was good. It was perfect, right? You know, it had you where you wanted to be.
Right.
You're not really going to give it any lows because I didn't really have any, no disrespect, no expectations. I never really heard of a whole album. So I can't say, all right, this is what I heard before, so I'm expecting this.
Where?
So I didn't have any expectations. So what I heard is what I heard, and I actually enjoyed what I heard. So I can't really give it any lows.
Where?
Got a few little mid-ranges, which was dope. I mean, they weren't bad.
So what were the mid-ranges?
This nigga's finna bury you when the ratings come out. I'm just letting you know, this is how it begins. It wasn't bad. I mean,
but I just had one question.
It wasn't good.
I just had one good question.
Oh boy.
I heard a lot of catfish talking. What the fuck was this nigga doing to get catfished that many times? Fact. I'm just saying. The fuck is going on in your life, my nigga?
Hey, man, it's a lot of new trainees out there, man.
Like, I mean, I didn't get that far. I'm just saying. I'm just asking. I heard at least 3 or 4 songs. This nigga talking about catfish. I'm like, yo, what the fuck was you getting to? I just wanted to know. I mean,
all right,
you can move on. I still want to know. I'm gonna wait for this nigga's retort because I want
the retort.
We want answers, Sway.
You want answers?
We want answers, Sway.
Call Sway and see if he give you the answer.
So, I'm so not used to going not last, but I'm. You know what I'm saying?
I'll go. You go last. I'll go.
You sure?
Yeah, please.
I felt like you.
We know you do, Mr. Knee Pads.
Allow me.
DJ Knee Pads.
You're allowed. You go right ahead.
You're allowed.
I mean, I stand away. Yeah, that's why we wanted you to sit right next to him, so that way you can easy access. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
So, I will disagree with Will. I will say that I did not like all the B selections. I have four favorites on the 10-track EP. I didn't like all of the beat selection. Let's just say it that way. But yes, I agree. He gave you a bunch of bars. He gave you, you know what I'm saying, what Mike even normally gives you. You know what I'm saying? That's what I come to expect from. That's just what it was.
That's why I kept him, because I don't know what he normally gives, because I've never heard of Mike.
And that's all you got to say for a review?
That was my only low.
All right, can we get the highs, please? Get to something positive.
I did. I said he gave you bars. You know what
I'm saying? That's it?
He gave you bars. He gave you lyrics.
Tell the truth, yo. What? You like the way it tastes. Oh, my
God. I guess that's the wrong one. There you go. That's more appropriate.
So yeah, anyway. That was your high, wasn't it, yo?
Listen, yo!
My favorite track on the album was Wild Thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
I bet it was, my nigga.
I walked right into that one. I walked into that one. You got it. I walked right into that one. You got it. That was a Wild Thought.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I walked into that one.
Go ahead, yo. Finish up, yo. Don't let this guy intimidate you.
I'm done. I'm good.
I bet you are.
Oh, shit.
Yo, you want to have Mike Evans' baby show?
Come on, baby.
This is wildly uncomfortable. Super pause.
I'm pretty upset because I really thought this thing was going to get into some like real in-depth shit because I had to goddamn listen to every one of these records like from top to bottom like really closely because I needed to make sure that I gave the right review because I said this nigga going to be here and I don't want to hear no shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I kept thinking about every time I listened to one of these records?
Grady?
This is fucking like a King Los repeat, nigga. Like, oh, God, Jesus Christ. We know you can rap. Like, okay. The thing that, you know what? I got upset because I was like, all right, I listened to the project before this when I had the videos to go with it, and it was concepts, and it was storylines, and it was just wonderful kind of like arch. You don't know what an arch is? It's like a story arch. And it has a beginning and a middle and an end. And then there's sunshine and then there's rain. And then there was beauty and then there was the beast. And then there was this and then there was that. And then I get to this shit and it's just like bars, 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 bars. And I was like, yo, this nigga's dope. Yay. First track, dope. Second track, yeah, he's fucking dope. Yay. And then it's just, yeah.
You got tired of bars, yeah.
Just got tired of being barred up. Yo, from top to bottom, left to right, yo. I mean, like, yo, phenomenal. Like, lyrics is, like, dopeness. Like, you're there, it's proven, and yeah. But, like, even when Wayne, and I explained this on the King Lowe's joint, even when Wayne was barring niggas up all day long, there was a mission there. It was Southern niggas gets no respect because y'all think we can't rap. So he had to bar niggas up to prove a point. Then there was the I'm building young money. So everything had like 3 points in it. So when Wayne was killing you, it was building Young Money, proving that he was an MC, and he was establishing a track record so that y'all niggas can fuck with it. So when I'm listening to Mike Even, I'm like, is there a clique that we represent here? Didn't hear it. So was there like a thing? Now he's trying to prove to y'all niggas that, yo, I'm not just a light-skinned nigga who makes dope music videos. I want niggas to know that I can bar niggas up. Well, you could have did that with 4 records. I didn't need all of the extra records. The 4 records would have been great. The extra records was just extra. You know what I'm saying? Now, I enjoyed it. It was cool. I felt like there was a lack also in the space of people don't understand where 50 Cent found his success with mixtapes. Is that even when he gave you songs when he was barring you up, there were other songs where he remade hooks to show you that he could make songs, that he was good with song structure. I felt like there was a lack of, excuse me, some elements there to let me know that the nigga was great with song structure. You have these classic beats. You have these very popular pop records that really went well for what they were going for. But I really feel like you didn't take advantage of them to the point where you could have made your own classic moment out of it. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, great. Well, if you want to talk about ratings, you about to get to that. But
let me ask you this.
Girl, yes, sir.
What if you would have tried to sing on it?
Then he would have got 0. So I wouldn't. I mean, I don't know if he can sing. He might have been able phenomenal singing.
I mean, what if he would have just like?
I was looking for bars. I wasn't looking
not
for
so much singing. As sing like Chris Brown sing. I'm talking about like ODB sing.
I would have been weirded out. I wouldn't know how to exactly take it. But I mean, it's all in execution. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't executed in that way. So
I was actually looking for that somewhere in there. But I never got that.
Where'd you listen?
Oh, there was one other thing that irritated the fuck out of me. He had a snippet from another radio station, and I'm like, bitch!
No, actually, no, it wasn't just a snippet. There was a couple times on there.
Yo, I'm like,
I'm just saying, my nigga.
Where's BBC Radio at in this motherfucker?
Well, he did record one of those songs at BBC Radio.
And where was it? Did he say my name? Did he say your name?
No, but it was bad.
He said his name. He said his name.
Don't nobody care about Pill.
Bad and Bougie.
It's all about JS1.
They told me not to talk, so I'm waiting until the end. Waiting. I'm taking notes.
But
I'm
you talking. Notes, so I'm but you talking.
Leave that man alone.
He talking, though.
Leave that man alone. He can talk shit. It's all
continue,
good.
Continue, please.
It's all good. It's
bad
all
and
good.
Bougie, we have, he did at the studio.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, that's what's up.
Yeah, he did it at the studio.
I stand corrected.
No,
we didn't hear VVC dropping that shit at all, but we heard a crown.
We didn't have any drops while he was rapping. We didn't drop anything while he was. Never mind.
But we heard a crown.
Yeah, I did. And he named the joint Crown something. He could have named PVC Bad and Bougie.
And whatever the fuck the nigga's name is, that nigga had talked at least like 20 goddamn minutes.
Who talked for 20 minutes?
I don't know the fucking nigga name. Anyway, I mean, he said it like 3-4 times.
We're moving it right along.
It wasn't that important, but the nigga felt like it felt like 20 minutes. It might not have been 20 minutes.
I felt like the artwork was very well done. I felt like he really put time into making sure that y'all knew that he was a fucking lyricist. I did like that. I did like the mixes on him. I did like the flow of the project. I felt like he didn't choose the like bad tracks, and I really agree with you guys on that. I felt like the choices were great. And overall, I felt like it was a, he was going for something and he hit the mark, but he hit the mark at track 4. So it really wasn't necessary to go to the rest of them. And I felt like the rest of them were just records that could have been just, you know, sprinkled out over some time. But him putting it all together and putting it out there, I think he should get Sway's attention. If he hasn't gotten Sway's attention so far, you know, Sway's just not, he can't hear maybe. Maybe he's deaf. I don't know. Maybe something's wrong.
Gotta call.
Right. Overall, I give a man a lot of props. But at the same time, I really felt like if he had formulated things a little bit differently, I feel like this is an example of when an artist is in a bubble by themselves, what ends up happening. It's just like, wow, the effectiveness could have been, it could have been more effective if you had let some outside people come in and just say, hey, you know, we can, you can utilize your talents a little bit better this way or that way. Other than that, it's not bad. You know what I mean? That's that. So, can we get to the reviewing of the project? We're going to rate this motherfucker.
You ready? Pill going to be 5 mics all across the board.
Well, I've got the button ready. So let's talk about lyrics between 1 and 5 mics. DJ Pill gets the sucking. No, I'm just messing with you. Yeah, DJ Pill,
4.
Between 1 and 5 mics. All righty then.
Wow.
No, I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing.
Wow. All right, please continue.
Well, where you at?
I would give him a 4.
Alrighty then, another jumper.
Wow.
I'm gonna give it a 3.785. So we're gonna
3.785.
Hit the button for yourself. Yeah. Yeah, 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 you get a jump too.
That's one hell of a jump.
Everyone jumps.
That was a 7. It wasn't a 4, so I don't know what I was jumping for, but I jumped because y'all my homeboys and y'all not gonna die alone. You won't die alone. I will jump with you, Paul.
But I'll be already dead, though, so.
Facts. Yeah, right. So let's talk about production between 1 and 5 mics. It really shouldn't matter at this point, but, you know, based on his choices of beats, Will?
3.
All right, Pill?
Give it a 2.5.
All righty, I'm going to give that a 3. All right, so let's talk about the flow of the project, how one song flows into the next in relation to the whole project. Pill?
Flow of the project?
Yes, sir.
I give it a 3.
Will?
I'm going with a 3.
I shall go with a 3.5. It really didn't drag. I don't know what y'all fucking talking about. All right, so let's talk about the artwork on the project, how it relates to the music. Do I need to put it up on a big screen, or are you guys okay? No. Alrighty then, I just
typed it in and just listen, press play. I ain't really looking at it.
Word. Let me see if I can find this joint here. And let me see if I can get that. There you go. Let me slide that up. All right, so Will, between 1 and 5 mics, Mike Even, Call, Sway, where you at with it?
Was that at VVC Radio too?
That one right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a 2.
Going to give it a 2? All right. Pill?
3.5?
I will go with a 4. If y'all know anything about Sway, that's just a little extra piece of information. He sometimes does his artwork in this fashion. So he was mimicking, you know, artwork from, like, Sway's universe to try to make his thing happen.
Well, okay. So if that's the case, then I give it a 3.5.
Okay. So, and the overall project between 1 and 5 mics, Pill. Just want to make sure I'm prepared.
Overall, 3.5.
Okay, that's what's up. No, I'm not even going to... It wasn't as it was kind of, I thought it was going to be climactic. I thought you was going to hit him with the 5. But where were you at with it?
Oh, pardon me.
I feel you on it.
I give it a 3.5.
We give it a 3.5?
No.
We give it a solid 3.
I'll take it back.
3.72. All right. You know how close to a 4 that is?
I don't know.
Well,
and no clue. Actually.
I'm going to tell you this. If you would have somewhat tried to sing a hook on Redbone, he would have got a solid 4.
Nigga, Redbone, he did try to sing. That shit sucked.
Let me know when I get a chance.
Just chill. You want to get your chance, light skin. Calm the fuck down. All right? We're going to go over a little bit. Can all right? We're going to go over time. One time.
He sang on Wild Thoughts, too.
No. Because I'm not trying to get taken down off of Google Play and iTunes. So, no. No music. Not doing a review. That's it. So, anyway. Pill.
Yes, sir.
Overall.
I feel like you asked.
I did.
Three times.
3.5.
That's the Hennessy.
It's the second time.
It's third.
It's the second time.
It's your show.
And then I asked him. 1, 2, and then you can say that's three. But
and then you.
I was 3.72, wasn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, and then you.
Yeah, I said 3.
Oh, all right.
Well, I'm giving it 3 mics. Is this hip-hop?
Yes.
Yes.
That's because it's one you was about to say no. I agree.
No, because the nigga barred the shit out of you.
Facts.
I mean, there wasn't no way around that shit.
No, no.
That nigga barred the fuck out of you.
That's facts.
From start to finish.
I 1,000% agree. Does this have any replay value?
Yes.
No. So anyway, would you recommend this to a friend?
Yeah.
Yes. Already
I would. I would because he's from Baltimore and he balled niggas up. So I thought that would be cool. I feel like your next stop is J Hill. You got to go to DTLR at this point.
Bro, I'll tell you
tell
this.
Tell him stop being scared of me, man. Tell him stop avoiding me. I was supposed to do that last year. I'm waiting on him. I'm ready.
I'll tell you this though. Mike, he cool.
Uh-oh.
But the fucking didn't start till I listened to some GGL Slick.
What?
I put some Mike Even on. It was, no. I put some GGL Slick on. I was in them guts.
What?
Sorry,
he's
sir.
Talking about getting some pussy. He was saying he was listening to your album while he was with his girl, and it didn't spark the moment. But GGL Slick sparked the sexual urges for them to fornicate.
I didn't understand. What the hell are you talking about? I was
Until he said, I would let a girl... I didn't understand what he was saying either, but once he said
I gave you a straight try, yo. It wasn't working. Unfortunately, you was barring too heavy, yo, and I just couldn't do it, yo. The trap took over, yo.
The trap took over, yo. All right, so, sir, after listening to the entire review from beginning to end, jokes and comments, sir, please, how are you feeling right now?
First of all, I want to say
here we go. Here we go.
Calm down.
Fuck y'all niggas. No, look. Y'all niggas. No, go ahead.
First of all, I want to say I appreciate y'all acknowledging the lyricism on the project. That's definitely
nigga acknowledging it. Nigga, you made this shit pretty fucking obvious.
You didn't let us get around
from start to finish.
I appreciate that. I mean, that was the whole purpose in the mixtape. The mixtape is called Call Sway. It's called Call Sway because Call Sway has 5 fingers of death, in which people who are lyricists come up there and display their lyrical ability. So that was the whole purpose behind the project, was to display my lyrical ability. Now, coming off of a project like the 2 AM tape, which you enjoyed, that was a little bit slower and had a little bit more softer music, theatrics, hooks, you know what I mean, melody, things of that sort. You mentioned something about Wayne where you said you feel like when Wayne was barring niggas to death, he had a mission. It was he was trying to push his group, or he was trying to push that people from the South can rap. Well, I'm coming off of a 6-track light skin project, which we talked about last year when we was here.
So 6-track light skin.
And switching the Facts. Brand and switching the brand over to Mike Even and doing a project like the 2 AM tape that was so much slower. That was where the birth of a project like Causeway came from, because I was traveling to dope radio stations like VVC and other ones that I won't mention because we're on VVC right now. But I was going on a tour of different radio stations in the city and displaying the bars, and they were catching. And people who were followers of mine were appreciating the fact that I was doing things that were a little bit more aggressive and a little bit more lyrical. And also, I was in the project of doing my album, Which Way Is Up, which is coming soon. It will be released at a later date. But a lot of these were just verses that I had laying around. And kind of in a similar sense of like when Smoke Dizza had the project that just was verses that he just was putting it out.
Now, hold on. Let me ask you. Laying around just means like, I don't want to use this at all. And then he's like, fuck it, I done threw this shit out. Let me bring it back and try to make something out of it. Is that what you was thinking?
I mean, you kind of confused me with the question, but...
No, I'm saying, you said had laying around. It was one of those, like, yeah, I was making an album that was like, yeah, fuck that, I don't want that.
No,
and then later
no.
I was like, you know what? This will sound good on this.
It was more so like, I had this record I was inspired to write at the time. And I'm not doing anything with it. So I might as well take all these records that I have. Wild Thoughts was just something that I wrote just because I was inspired when I heard the beat and I wrote it. You know what I mean? Obviously, Bad and Bougie happened here the first time I had a chance to visit. Rico happened on another station. Problems just happened because I heard the music and I was inspired to write it. So, like, it was just beats that I had heard and I was inspired to do. And I was just like, okay, I got 7-8 songs just sitting right here that I'm not sure when the album is coming out. You know what I mean? So let me write 2 or 3, 4 records and just put something out for the people who are Mike Even fans, for them to enjoy it. You know what I mean? So that was the whole mindset behind how Causeway even came, you know what I mean, into conception, rather. I mean, nothing y'all said, I mean, other than the whole constant dick sucking thing. I mean, that was a little crazy. But, I mean, I really wasn't offended by anything, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, opinions are opinions.
Now, did you do Redbone for yourself, or did you do Redbone for the fans?
You know, somebody actually, I was looking for records to write to. My thing with the whole, I like to take records that are popular that I couldn't really, that I don't see. I don't like doing records that everybody's doing. I'm not rapping over Gucci Gang.
Okay.
I'm not rapping over Bank Account. Like, Wayne already killed that. Lucas already killed that. And every nigga in the city probably rapping over it also. So I don't like doing the predictable, oh, this is the hot record right now.
I got you.
You should do this one. I would rather do something that is popular, that's familiar, but I haven't seen anybody else tackle it. And I would want to do it in my own way and kind of reinvent it to myself. So somebody had suggested Redbone, and when I first heard it, I wasn't really sure how I was going to rap on it, but then I ended up figuring it out later. So that's how that song happened.
Shout out to Redbone. It's dope.
Thank you. which that also confused me because one of y'all had mentioned expecting singing.
That was me.
When Creep was a melodic hook, Redbone I sang on twice in the beginning and the end. Spaghetti was a melodic hook.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. Spaghetti, it's kind of sort of what I wanted to eat at the time. I'm fat, kind of fucking hungry. Redbone, I was in the middle of doing shit every single time the shit came, so I really didn't hear that.
Word.
There's no difference. Every time I wanted to hear it, but it was like at work, I'm like, that shit come on, I'm like, fuck. And then it's over. I'm like, no, fuck it. I have to catch it on the replay.
It's all good.
Because like I said, I listen to your shit like 3 times. No, 3 times a day, 2 times Monday. And it was like clockwork. Every single time when they got the rip, some shit was going on.
Wild Thoughts
missed it.
Also. They were singing. Wild Thoughts
is my favorite joint of the project.
So yeah, I thought that it was a fairly decent blend of lyrics versus a couple slower records, a little bit of melody in there, but I'm not gonna light skin you to death on a project called Causeway that's about bars to begin with, you know what I mean? So, but I mean, all criticism is good criticism, you know what I mean?
I don't even really think we said anything that bad for real.
Nah,
I mean, like, you know, it was pretty damn good. Not because I'm you know, I'm trying to be a kiss ass, or you know, because you friends with him or whatever, but it was a good project, you know what I mean? Now, me as an A&R person, or as just like a businessman, I'm always thinking of like, how is this leading me to the next thing?
And that's another thing. Before I know we
and I always beef about that. But go ahead.
One, I don't understand how he follows me on social media. First of all, I put the project out. The project was sporadic. This wasn't planned. This wasn't something it was literally, here's 7 songs. Let's write 3 or 4 more. I put out the 2 a.m. tape in 2016 on my birthday. So The Causeway thing was an anniversary of releasing another project on my birthday. It just happened in that month. He followed me on social media. He saw the release. Y'all, I don't understand why like an email is necessary if he found a way to see it. But if it was an album,
because
I do.
Because
fuck
what
you.
It is, people don't fuck with us like that.
Right. Facts.
That's what it but boils look, down
complete
to.
Complete facts.
If it was an
he
album.
He doesn't invite us to his birthday parties. He don't invite us to nothing that he do, yo. Know?
If it was an album, terrible. I would have absolutely taken way more steps. If it was a single for my album, you would have gotten way more leeway to know what was going on. I didn't think the Causeway mixtape, I'd release it on SoundCloud and Dapit for my birthday, just for people who are legit fans. You know what I mean? So it probably wasn't for you anyway. No disrespect. But that's a joke, man. That's a joke. Look. In reference to the release that you were telling me about, if that was my album, that's the reason why I was like, nah, it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it, because I got other things coming down the line. I'm supposed to be getting up with my homeboy to listen to the master this week. I got a big show I'm planning in like March or April. I'm not even going to give too much details about it, but that you should expect the email about, because when it comes to media coverage, that's definitely something that y'all going to be a part of.
And I'm hosting it, right?
Actually, you know what? Fuck all that. Are we going to have your album release party?
Yeah.
We won't have that conversation when the album is closer to being released.
So good. So he's committed to
that's what it sounds like
Rebel
to me.
Contracts.
JS1 is hosting the release party, and we're definitely doing a party. Well, we're doing his concert. We're hosting his concert, and we're going to do his release party. That's lit. That's what I'm talking about.
In conclusion, I humbly want to thank all of y'all for having me on the show and even taking the time to listen to it, whether it was one time, three times, or whatever. Every listen, I appreciate that shit.
We appreciate y'all. We appreciate you coming up, dog. I
humbly appreciate the bars.
Definitely.
I like the bars.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your favorite project on the album?
My favorite record?
Favorite song. That's what I meant.
Oh, man. Problems is definitely one of my favorites off of the project. Sonically, I really like the record that me and Ollie. Oh, Creep is one of my favorite songs off of that. Also, Creep is crazy to me. Like I was as soon as I got the record, I knew I wanted to work with Chase. Shout out to Chase Ultra, and that song did exactly what I knew it was going to do the minute I heard the beat. So I really enjoy that record. I think that once we get a chance to do that song more live, people will get like a better feel for it. Chase is an incredible talent as far as his energy on stage. So. Before I even wrote the record, I saw me and him on stage doing the record. And once the song got done, it was like, that was exactly what I had in mind. So Creep is one of my favorites, Problems. I really like the record that me and Ollie got together, man. I can't even think of the name of it right now. Proven. Proven is one of my favorite songs, just sonically to listen to. I like how his voice complements the beat. I mean, I appreciate the story that I had to tell on my verse. And I think that the music to it is dope. So if I had to pick three, I would probably say those and Sometimes Spaghetti. It's probably my favorite records to listen to.
That's fucking lit. All right. Did anybody else have any questions or anything they want to say to the gentleman here?
None of them were my favorite.
That's perfectly fine.
Yeah, man.
I know Wild Thoughts is one of your favorites. What was your other favorite?
Wild Thoughts.
Since we doing that, let me go ahead and pull it on up.
Wild Thoughts, Bad and Bougie, Kick Push.
What?
And Redbone. And there was one more. And these are songs I listen to almost every day.
Nigga, you listen to the whole album.
Shut up.
Your whole 8 hours at work, yo.
Shut up.
Yo, you gotta chill with that sound, yo.
He's having to find that last week. and Rico was dope.
Oh, yeah, Rico. I don't listen to Rico that much, but... Rico was probably one of the best verses I would probably say I ever wrote, to be honest. Like, Rico lyrically is stupid.
I'm sorry.
That's going to be my favorites.
Yo, I respect you so much, man. There's nothing like, there's nothing iller than a person that's willing to take criticism in the face of others.
Absolutely.
It's one thing to be at the house and you know behind closed doors and somebody talking to you, man, fuck you niggers, man. But to be in face to face, take the criticism and be able to rebut with whatever you wanted to say, I respect you for that. Yo, thank you so much for allowing us
the
opportunity.
Man, I appreciate you, bro.
You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you being a creative, man. Be a creative. I'm hard on people, and that's only because I want to see people be successful. But that doesn't mean that what I say is the law. You know what I'm saying? However, I do feel like what I say should be taken into consideration for future time. You know what I mean? I always feel like that. You know what I mean? Because it's never coming from a place of like anger or like hatred. It's just like,
100.
Yo, this shit needs to make sense. You know what I mean?
That's 100.
So like, you know what I mean? With that being said, keep making music, keep dropping the hot shit, and please tell your neighbors and your friends that we will talk shit about their record. All they gotta do is send it in.
That's it.
That's pretty much it. And also, thank you for being a part of the show. You added some very valuable information.
Thank you for having me.
If you decide to not rap anymore, you have a good career in reviews.
That's what's up, man. Also, I always love being here.
How about throw some VVC radio in there, yo? I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it
right?
ain't got to be always be Crown. I'm just saying.
And the video he put out, the VVC radio was in it.
I didn't see the video because
you don't follow Mike even.
Yeah, not a fan.
On Facebook, but
it was on Facebook.
I didn't see that.
He's not a fan.
But I know he's. I know you're a knee pad wearer. So
well, look, listen.
And you didn't say anything.
I know. I just been here, but just invite me back, bro. You know, we could do another verse. We could do another video. We can plug VVC all day.
Was that the video?
Actually,
the Bamboozy. That was the video. Well,
the studio's under renovation right now. So when I get it perfect,
let me know.
It probably by March. It'll be perfect, and I definitely have you come back, and then we gonna all have really expensive clothes on, and we can talk shit.
I'm not.
I help you go viral. Let's go.
I'll be.
You know what I'm saying? You definitely be that nigga, and we just gonna say call Sway. You know what I'm saying? That's what's gonna be. Call Sway freestyle.
But Sway ain't got all the answers, man.
I don't need no answers. I'm good. So, ladies and gentlemen,
Mike even ain't got all the answers, man.
Oh shit! Before we get up out of here. First of all, I want to thank everybody that has been listening for listening. All of the people that have been tuned into the app, not the app, but tuned into the reviews. I'm drunk, but we appreciate each and every one of y'all. We love y'all.
Shut your beatboxing ass up, nigga.
Also, if you haven't seen on Instagram or if you haven't gone to VVC Radio, go to VVCRadio.com right now. I have actually taken all of the reviews and we have broken them out. So each section from lyrics to production, we actually put the stars on each post. So like if you go, you can see the actual star ratings. You can listen to the individual podcast. So I've broken out all of the episodes. So there's 10 podcasts up right now. So you can listen to each individual one without having to listen to the entire show.
Listen to the entire show.
However you feel like consuming the product, I appreciate it.
Consume Enjoy. All of it.
Okay.
Pause.
So, all of it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, pretty Pause. Much it. So with that being said, next week, make sure you're tuned in because we are reviewing Little Sky's Life of a Dark Rose, Juicy J's Shut the Fuck Up. We got Drake's Scary Hours.
Oh, no, my life.
Collada's Way by Collada from Baltimore. And I don't know if I'm going to add this, but we definitely
don't.
Got another project from Mr. Mahard. So, like, I'll decide whether I want to add that or not. We'll see. If not, it'll be on the week after. Thank you guys for tuning in. Y'all have a fabulously wonderful weekend. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow at 8 p.m. for The Wave. Right here on VVCRadio.com. We love y'all. Check y'all next week. Peace.
It's Will the Love, baby.
Yeah.
Call him.
Oh. Look. A nice guy, but a...